This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Pain Management Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Joining us on today's show once again is Dr. Daniel Toogood, who is a chiropractor. He practices in Apple Valley, California, and has just released his fourth book, Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days. Dr. Toogood has been practicing for 30 years and specializes in the elimination of chronic pain. Certainly good news for the listener. Dr. Toogood, welcome once again to eHealth Radio.
Hey, thanks, Eric, for having me on. I love sharing the information with your listeners.
Well, I certainly appreciate it as well, and thanks for your time. So I see that your book is on chronic pain. Obviously, it's called Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days. You know, I always thought chronic pain was incurable, so it seems like there is hope there. How can chronic pain be treated successfully?
Yeah, when you see the title, you think, oh, that's a grandiose claim, because by definition, chronic pain doesn't go away. You know, all of us who practice healthcare, we've all learned the same thing, and that is there's a certain group of patients, a certain percentage, whatever it is. The Huffington Post says it's 47% of Americans. They have conditions like chronic back pain, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis. There's a whole bunch of names for the chronic diseases that just fail to respond to conventional and alternative medicine. So here's this group of people over here who have tried everything. They've been to chiropractors, they've been to orthopedists, a lot of them have had surgery, yet they still haven't responded. People who have had surgery and went to chiropractors and they all had a good response, they don't need to hear this information, they've responded. But for those that are suffering with the chronic conditions, they need an alternative to what they've tried. If we keep trying the same thing over and over again, well, they're going to get the same result. So that's what's happened to most of them. They're in this vicious cycle, going to different doctors. Well, we're going to refer you to a specialist, or now we're going to send you for an MRI. Let's do some more testing, and they never get any relief. So my discovery is that that happened 30 years ago. I was taught to learn to look in a different place, and so that's what happened to me. But when you go to a doctor with any kind of pain, you have an inflammatory process. The pain is caused by inflammation, and that's a real catchword now. A lot of people hear inflammation and go, okay, let's get rid of the inflammation. How do we do that? Well, of course, the conventional approach is anti-inflammatory medication, like Aleve, Advil, ibuprofen. You know, there's a ton of them out there. And so people know that that gives them some temporary relief. It doesn't wipe away the pain, but it gives them a little respite for a short period of time. But once the pill wears off, the pain comes back. And the reason is because while an anti-inflammatory pill, when you take one, it goes into your system, it gets into your bloodstream, it doesn't go right to where you're hurting. It doesn't go to your lower back pain or to your sciatic pain. It goes throughout your bloodstream, and wherever this inflammatory process is happening, it interferes with it chemically. It inhibits certain phases of that reaction so that it kind of dumbs it down so you have a little bit less pain or maybe a lot less pain. But again, once it wears off, if that inflammation is raging, then your pain is going to come back. My discovery is that it happened back in 1985 is there are certain specific substances that enter the bloodstream that have the opposite effect. They are pro-inflammatory. And so while a medical doctor will treat you by having you swallow specific things, what I've learned is that there are specific things that people are swallowing in foods, food additives, supplements, and medication that are pro-inflammatory. So it would be like me and you, Eric, trying to put out a fire, and I'm throwing water on it, which will put out the flames, hopefully, and at the same time, you're pouring gasoline on it. The fire's not going to go out. So while ibuprofen and chiropractic care and those kind of things can decrease your inflammation, if you continue feeding the inflammation with specific substances, the pain becomes chronic and it never heals. So it's a matter of figuring out what those substances are and eliminating them, and that's what I've done for 30 years of research. And so Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days is the newest book, and it's a list of the steps you take to eliminate these specific substances so that you can recover, and that's what the book is all about.
What are some of the pro-inflammatory substances that do cause this inflammation?
Well, the first book I wrote back in 1991 was called No Milk. Most chronic pain, that means more than 50%, and actually the number is higher, it doesn't really matter where your inflammation is. If you have inflammation in your knees, or you have irritable bowel syndrome, or it's in your skin with psoriasis, the whole name of the game in what my approach is you got to shut down the inflammation. You got to stop feeding the inflammation. So most cases of chronic pain, more than 50%, are caused by casein, C-A-S-E-I-N, and I call the book No Milk because casein is the main protein in milk and dairy foods. So it's in milk and cheese and yogurt, ice cream, cottage cheese, ranch dressing, blue cheese. Now, that's one of the standard pillars of the standard American diet, right? Dairy foods. We've been told for years that dairy foods are essential for the standard American diet, for healthy bones, for good growth, et cetera, et cetera. The opposite is true, and so that's why a lot of my work has been an uphill battle, because it goes against conventional wisdom. But, you know, conventional wisdom is unable to solve chronic pain, so you kind of have to go against it. So most people who suffer with chronic pain, if they simply eliminate all milk and dairy foods to eliminate that specific protein, casein, will get relief. The reason I call it casein is because I could just say milk and dairy foods, but butter, for example, doesn't contain any casein. It's just milk fat. There's no milk protein. So you can eat butter on this diet. The reason I say casein also is because there are some non-dairy foods out there, like coffee creamers, Cool Whip, protein powders, a lot of things that are called non-dairy that contain a substance called sodium caseinate. Again, that's casein with A-T-E on the end. And that is the pro-inflammatory substance. That's the gasoline that it keeps pouring on the fire. If you consume casein and you have a sensitivity to it, which is contributing to your chronic pain, every time you have a little bit, like some milk on your cereal or cream in your coffee, that will elevate the level of inflammation in your body for 3 or 4 or 5 days. So it's just going to keep you from recovering. You keep feeding the inflammation. So it has to be eliminated 100%. The other bit of bad news about the milk and dairy foods causing most pain is that, you know, everything I'm telling you today is based on observations. I didn't make any of it up. We change people's diets. We watch and see what happens. And here's what happens. All patients who react to milk and dairy foods with pain, casein that is, that's in milk and dairy foods, all of them react to chocolate, only the reaction is worse. So that's all kinds of chocolate, white, brown, dark, unsweetened, sugar-free, doesn't matter. So if you take anybody who suffers with chronic pain and totally eliminate all milk and dairy foods for casein, all non-dairy foods that contain caseinate, and all chocolate, most of them, usually closer to 75% of them, will walk away within 90 days with no more pain. So that's why the title of the book is Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days. Most people will see changes within 7 to 30 days. So it's a matter of, you know, the program may sound difficult to some because they love their cheese. That's what a lot of people tell me. But the results are undeniable. If a patient can do that, you know, completely eliminate those substances, within 30 days they'll see a significant change. Within 90 days they should have total healing and be totally relieved of pain.
Quite amazing. Why do you think that this isn't common knowledge out there amongst other medical professionals?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know, because I tell everybody, when you go to a medical doctor or a chiropractor, even alternative doctors, most of them, do they ever ask you what you eat? No, they never do. So that's why it's not that I'm so smart, it's that that's where I'm looking. And the most powerful effect on the human condition is the chemistry of that human condition, which is affected by what you swallow or what you inhale or what comes in contact with your skin. That's the foundation of modern medicine, right? Doctors realize that if you come in with high blood pressure or pain or depression, they know that there's a chemical substance or several of them that they can have you swallow. It's going to get into your bloodstream, and they know it's going to have an effect on your body. It's going to lower your blood pressure or pick up your depression or block your high blood pressure or your blood sugar. It's going to do one of these things. What they fail to realize is that every single thing you swallow during the day can have a similar effect or different effects. It affects your body. If you don't think so, swallow a bunch of alcohol sometimes. What happens? It has an effect on your neurological system. You lose your balance. You slur your speech. You say things you don't mean, et cetera, et cetera. Drink a lot of caffeine. It has an effect. But my discovery, and what a lot of other researchers who are trying to get the word out there have discovered, is there are plenty of substances in foods and food additives that have similar effects. And that's why people have cancer, heart disease, and all kinds of chronic diseases that don't respond to conventional medicine, because nobody is asking them, what have you eaten? They'll tell you what to eat, you know, take this pill. And changing the diet is very specific. You know, if you go to a doctor with blood pressure or pain or any kind of problem, he or she will do an analysis, do some tests and stuff, and they don't say, go take some pills. They say, take this specific pill. I'm going to write it down for you. You go to the pharmacy, they're going to give it to you. It's going to give you instructions on how much to consume and how often. It's very, very specific. Same thing with my diet. A lot of doctors, a lot of patients who go to doctors, I'll say, has the doctor talked to you about your diet? They'll say, yeah. I said, what did he say? He said to just eat healthy. And one, the last one who came in had all kinds of digestive problems. I said, did you ask him what that meant? She said, yes, I did. And what did he say? He said, Google it. Go to the internet and see. So, like I said, the diet changes that I'm recommending are not onerous. They're not to try to make you healthy or bright-eyed or bushy-tailed or eliminate all meat or all that stuff. It's basically eliminate these specific substances. And there's a list, and I'll tell you the rest of the list. Casein and caseinate, like we discussed, are the most common causes of pain, which include chocolate. After that, there's a chemical additive that's in lots and lots of processed foods called monosodium glutamate, which is hidden under all kinds of different names. Aspartame is an artificial sweetener that's in most diet sodas and all chewing gum. Then after that, there's a real popular one, which is gluten. Gluten is the main protein in wheat. Now, while that's very popular now for people to avoid, it's not nearly as common as the other ones I've mentioned, which are dairy foods, chocolate, and MSG. After that, you know, this is a very short list. After that, there's a big group of substances that are toxic that are called medication. And many, many, many people come into my office with symptoms like sciatic pain, leg cramps, lower back pain, upper back pain, etc., that are simply caused by the medication that they're taking. And if you watch TV at night, primetime TV, you know, most of the commercials are drugs, and they're all the same. They'll tell you for 10 seconds in the commercial the wonders of this pill, and then the rest of the commercial, the bulk of it, tells you all the horrors that could possibly happen to you, including suicidal tendencies, death, lower back pain, all kinds of things. So while those medications change your symptoms by unbalancing it, by maybe lowering your blood pressure, your blood sugar, there is another effect in the body, and that's a side effect. The worst pills on the market, I'll throw this in, are the cholesterol pills. Many of them are statins, and many, many, many people are coming into my office with aches and pains that are simply caused by that medication. Their doctors have convinced them that if they don't take cholesterol pills, they're going to fall over and die. In almost every case, that's absolutely not true. They're not going to fall over and die. They're just going to feel better, and their pain will go away within 90 days. So there's the list. What I've done recently is, since people don't want to pick up books that often, my book is out there on Amazon. But you can also get it in an e-format now for 99 cents. It's on. You can get it if you have a Kindle or a Nook or an iBook or a Google app. All of that book is available if you just download it for 99 cents. So this information is out there. I wish it was common knowledge. Since it's not, I'm doing shows like yours, Eric, because I want to share this information. There is hope for people who suffer with chronic pain. This is how you do it.
Always informative, always good to have you. Is there a website that our folks could also visit in addition to checking out your book on Amazon and other sources?
Sure. The name of the book is Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days. And if you Google me, I'm Dr. Toogood. That's actually my name. And it's T-W-O-G-O-O-D, like the number two and good. You can find all kinds of videos and things like that on me. But if you go to my webpage, which is www.chronicpaingone90days.com, which is the name of the book, you'll see other books that are available and more information and where I'm speaking. I'll be doing some talks here in Southern California, and I do them wherever I can, including radio shows. So the information is out there. If you digest the information and actually incorporate it into your lifestyle, you'll find that you can control your symptoms, the symptoms of chronic pain.
Well, Dr. Toogood, thanks so much for taking the time this morning to be with us here once again on eHealth Radio.
Hey, thanks very much, Eric, and I hope you all have a good day and use the information.
Without a question. We've been speaking with Dr. Daniel Toogood, who has been practicing for 30 years in Apple Valley, California, and has discovered what causes chronic pain and how to get rid of it. And you can read about it in his newest book, Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days. And once again, the website is the same, Chronic Pain Gone 90days.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Pain Management Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.